It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, our guest says a new black surrealism is showing up in movies and TV shows that use satire and absurdity to raise questions about race in the United States. First, a $100 million tax incentive package aimed at keeping two Kimberly-Clark factories in Wisconsin faces an uphill battle in the state Senate. Kimberly-Clark announced earlier this year that it would close two plants in Neenah and Fox Crossing. That would result in the loss of about 600 jobs in the area. Governor Walker called on the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and lawmakers to find a way to keep at least some of those jobs in the state. While the package was passed in the state assembly in February, state senators on both sides of the aisle have raised misgivings about the package. Patrick Marley is the state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me on, Rob.
Well, Patrick, tell us about how this incentives package is laid out. Give us the scope of it.
It's very much like the Foxconn deal. In fact, it's modeled on that. So they give a percentage of wages back to the employer. The difference, of course, is one, Foxconn would employ a lot more people than Kimberly-Clark does at these facilities. And Foxconn would be creating new jobs. This would be a deal for retaining the jobs. But provided they retained the jobs, the state would pay 17% of those wages for, I believe, 15 years. And so the some of the hesitancy among lawmakers is that the idea behind Foxconn, which of course is the large Taiwanese company that's building a plant in southeastern Wisconsin, was that that was something predicated on the idea that it would transform the state's economy, that it would bring in all kinds of new jobs in a whole new sector, and that a higher level of subsidies was warranted for something like that compared to the kinds of businesses we already have. This is applying that same size package to Kimberly-Clark, and there's some concern among lawmakers from both parties that it might be too much for a well-established industry.
What kind of price tag are we talking about here from the state?
When it passed the assembly, the estimate was that it would be more than $100 million. Now, you know, we don't know precisely what's going to happen here if this were to advance, because it is tied to how many jobs are created or retained. And so if Kimberly-Clark kept some but not all of the jobs, they wouldn't get as much money. But the upper end of it is a more than $100 million deal over 15 years.
Now, put that up against Foxconn when we're hearing numbers like $3 billion plus local incentives. $100 million may not sound that big, but taking Foxconn out, it's a big deal, right?
Well, absolutely. It's a large sum of money, no matter how you slice it. And it's about 600 jobs at the two paper-making plants and more than 10,000 at the Foxconn plant, if you're talking the full $4 billion. So, yes, the Foxconn deal costs a lot more, but it's the same price per job at both operations.
Now, give us a little of the history of the bill. It passed the assembly back in February, is that right?
That's right. In January, Kimberly-Clark announced that it was shedding about 5,000 jobs worldwide, and that as part of that, its plans, it was going to close these two operations in the Fox Valley. In response to that, the Assembly passed this $100 million deal. The Senate at the time said they were going to wait to see how things played out, because at that time, Kimberly-Clark wasn't saying whether it even wanted this deal. Kimberly-Clark was engaged in negotiations with the labor union at its Fox Crossing plant, and so the senators said they were going to hold off to see what happened. Well, this week, the union at Fox Crossing ratified a contract that has some kind of concessions. We don't know the full details of that. And now Kimberly-Clark is saying it's ready to engage in negotiations with the state over an incentive package. Now, because we don't know all of the terms of the labor deal, we don't know quite how this would work. But if the quickest way to a deal would be for the Senate to pass the same thing the Assembly has already passed, it would then go to the governor, he would sign it, and they would enter into final talks with Kimberly-Clark. The big issue here right now is that it's incredibly unclear if they could put together the votes to pass it in the state Senate.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about this proposed incentive package to Kimberly-Clark, trying to get them to keep a bunch of their jobs here in the state. Patrick, the Senate and the Assembly, for that matter, I guess, neither of them's in session right now, right?
That's correct. They ended their session in the spring, so they would need to come back in either special session or extraordinary session, it's called. Basically, they bring themselves back into session to vote on it.
And what have we heard? Have any senators committed themselves one way or the other on this idea?
There's only two of the 33 senators, there's only two that I know of that have committed. The Senate President, Roger Roth, is from Appleton, so right in that area. He is strongly for it. He was pushing for it back in the spring. He sees this as a new chance to get this deal done that he wants to get done. And then Senator Chris Kabanga from Delafield is another Republican. He has issued a statement yesterday that he's very strongly against it. Everybody else is pretty quiet, saying they need to review the terms of the deal, even though it's been out there for months. But it's noteworthy. I mean, you should pay attention to where Chris Kabanga has fallen on this, because he is part of the most conservative wing of the state Senate, and there are a number of other senators who tend to vote with him on things like this. Democrats are also skeptical of this deal. Republicans have an 18-15 majority. You've got Kabanga off the bill. If all the Democrats are off of it, then Republicans could only lose one more vote to get it passed.
And this is an election year for half the Senate, and one of the Republican senators is running for U.S. Senate. Do you get a sense that people are kind of looking over their shoulder at Election Day and what their vote either way could mean?
Absolutely, because this really has regional ramifications, right? If you just look at Roger Roth, he's right there in the area. Saving jobs for him is going to be really good politics. But somebody on the other side of the state, it's not such good politics. Particularly, you know, Howard Markline is a good guy to look at. We haven't heard one way or the other where what he's thinking, but he's from southwestern Wisconsin. Their voters may be skeptical of the Foxconn deal. We've seen from polling there's a lot of concern that people don't think that that deal will affect their area if they're outside of southeastern Wisconsin. Then if there's another large public subsidy for another company outside of their district, that might not go over well. So the politics may end up falling as much on regional lines as on partisan lines.
And this is the Senate, and as you mentioned, the fast road here would be to pass exactly what the Assembly passed back in February. If they make any changes at all, right, the Assembly would have to come back, too, to agree with them on that.
That's correct.
Yeah. And then Governor Walker, of course, would have to sign off on anything. What has he had to say about this incentive package?
So he's been in favor of the Kimberly-Clark deal going back to the spring. He issued a statement this week that he would like to see this done, so he is hoping that this can happen. But it's unclear how he can get his fellow Republicans who control the legislature to go along with him. I wouldn't rule that out, but it does look like an uphill battle at the moment.
I don't want to get too procedural with you here, Patrick, but who would have to call this extraordinary session, and when are they thinking of making a decision on whether or not to do that?
It would just be the Senate Organization Committee, which is a group of Republican leaders. Republicans control that committee. So if they want to come back, it's pretty easy to pull the trigger and bring them in. The Republican senators are caucusing on it next week. So I think we won't hear anything about whether they're going to try to do it or not until then. That will be really their first chance to do some nose counting and get a sense of how strongly everybody feels and whether they've got the votes.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Patrick, have people been concerned that, okay, if they do this deal, what company is next to ask for a deal?
Yes, some conservatives have been raising that very concern. They say, and some of them didn't like the Foxconn deal to begin with, but what they say is, well, there's one argument for Foxconn, and that is that you can offer a very large public subsidy because it is creating so many jobs in a new field, but that we as a state couldn't afford to give this to other businesses. If you start handing out packages that are the same relative size, everyone's going to be expecting that, and it will get very expensive for the state.
We'll leave it there. Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Patrick Marley is a state government and politics reporter at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He joined us today to talk about the tax incentives package for Kimberly-Clark, which faces an uphill battle, as we just heard, in the state Senate.